through the year, keep your focus on the moment that you're living. In that moment, your life can change. In that moment, you can be a part of helping to change the life of another. That moment is important. We have a Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that died for your moment. We have a God that created your moment. Before time began, the moment you're living in right now, God prepared just for you. And he prepared each one of us that know you, that are around you, that are touched by you, to be blessed by your moment. Brother Randy will tell you that everything that I have told anyone, whether they're just getting in the ministry, been in a ministry for a while or whatever, our main focus as ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ is to tell the story. The story of our life. The story that God has written for us. You know, there's an awesome book out called the Holy Bible. It's got the story not only of your life, but of the life of all that exists. God says, I'm going to give you a story. Oh, now picture this. I'm going to give you a story, and I'm going to walk with you as you walk out your story. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Live in the moment. It is this moment that's important. It is this moment that you just took a breath of air, a gift from God, a thought from God, the power to be able to have a thinking process that is somewhat level. And God says, I'm with you in your moment. For you see, as we live in our moments, we are affecting the moments of all those around us. You have a moment, and our moments come together. What do we do with them? Do we use that moment for bitterness, hatefulness, dishonesty? Or do we use that moment for love, forgiving, understanding, peace, and joy? Huh. Seems like the Lord wrote in his book that we are to focus on that love, on that peace, on that joy. For in your moment, God is watching. In your moment, God is sending people to you, sending a sound, sending the ability for you to be able to proclaim to those around you the story of Jesus. Greatest stories ever told. Jesus' story is the story of our life, each one of us. Without his story, you and I would not have a life. Without his story that is focused on you, and his moment that he gave us that life eternal, without that, you and I would not have the enjoyment of life. God wants me to enjoy what life I have left. It might be the next moment. I'm at peace with it because you know something? I know the one who gives me each moment of my human existence. And Brother Randy, I'm excited about the moment I step out and fall into the arms of a Savior. Mm-hmm. You see, God knows my moments. He said, I won't leave you in that moment of despair, Larry. I just look back, I have to. But I look back and I see the moments of my time in history. Each one of us have history. Each one of us have those times, those moments. And look back and watch God's hand at work. And isn't it amazing? God, in working in our life, uses the moment of other people and combines their moment with that moment. The moment we met, the moment we meet, the moment the glory of God comes in. You know, in my, this past year, it's been a year for me that I started the dreams again. And you know, I thought all the dreams and the nightmares of life and war and the combat, just life itself, maybe they had passed on. But then if they had, I would forget. God brings back through dreams for the older people. And he says, in those last days, your old men will dream dreams, and your younger men will start seeing visions. It will be the touch of God for the moment that you need it. Seeing the hope in the dream, having a vision of the greatness of who Christ is, the greatness of victory as you run across the finish line of this human existence. God put us here in a moment, and all of life tells the story. All of our life has a personal story, a story that focuses on the truth, the joy, and the salvation of Jesus Christ. Many are afraid to hear the story, for they get convicted by the story. Many are afraid of the story because they don't know how the next sentence is going to begin in the story of our individual life. Jesus says, I want you to find peace, for I have written the story for you. The scripture tells me that God saw me being formed and watched me in the darkness of my mother's womb. And he knew I would come to life no matter whether anybody wanted me or not. But I would be born because in the moment God thought of me, I existed. And God said, I have a plan for you. That's each one of us. And in my plan for you, I want you to know something. There's victory. There is hardship. There's heartbreak. There's trials. There's tribulations. Oh, but remember, there is victory. See, victory in the Lord and in his story. Well, the story began in a moment. By God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. At no time has there not been God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And the story goes this way. God wanted us to have a personal relationship with him. And he wanted to feel our human experiences. And the only way that would happen was that God must become human. So God is spirit, and the human condition does not affect God. So he, in his wisdom, knew that God the Son, Jesus Christ, whom he loved before time began, that he would come. And we find in Scripture, in a moment you will see, that Jesus is the very image of who God is that you can see physically. You're not going to see, when you get to heaven, you're not going to see God any different. You're going to see Jesus as God, Holy Spirit as God, God fully Spirit as God. Doesn't change. It's our story. Live in the moment. This moment, God said, I have prepared for my Son to come down and my Son to take on the guilt of your sin. And he will fulfill a law, the law of the prophets, the law of Moses. He will fulfill this law. And when he fulfills the law, the moment is coming when you call on the name of my Son Jesus, you will be saved. Man could not live and follow God's guidelines because of the evil intent of the heart of the human condition. So the story goes that God made a commitment to make sure that in a moment he would come down. Hebrews 1:1-4. In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets, and many times and in various ways. But in these last days, remember I've told you, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem, he ushered in the end of time, the beginning of the last days. Has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed, God appointed, heir of all things, and through whom he made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory, and listen to me, and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he had provided purification, his blood, for sins, Jesus, the Son of God, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty, God, in heaven. So he became as much superior to the angels as the name he has inherited is superior to theirs. Son, S-O-N, is the inherited name. The Son of God, superior. It's the story. In the moment, every focus was on a moment of time. Jesus said, my time is not yet come. Why are you asking me to do this? My time is not yet here. But when the time came, Jesus was present. When your time came, Jesus was present. He knows you. He knows your desires. He knows your heart. He knows who you really are. And therefore, he says, live in the moment. But be prepared for the moment. Be prepared for any moment. Get your preparation in line. We know the rules of life. They're given to us by God. You will know when something is right or when something is wrong. For within your own being, your spirit becomes disquieted if it is wrong. But if it is of the glory of God, the excitement is there. We know Oh, Lord, I'm sorry. I didn't know. No, we know. We just don't act on what we know. But you only have a moment in which to do it. For in that moment, you can breathe that last breath. In that moment, just before a car crash, you don't think of a car crash. You don't think of something horrible taking place. Why? Well, it happened in a moment of time. Now, if you will get your phones and your Google, I'm not telling you to get them. If you get your phone and you Google a moment, you will see that man has set a time and for what a moment represents. And many, they say, it's up to 90 seconds represents a moment. God's going to give you the exact definition of moment. You and I, as Christians, are obliged to take a moment, a bunch of moments if you can, to get into this book called the Bible, get into His Word. For it's in the moment that you're reading that you feel the touch, the direction. You have a question for God. Read His Word in a moment. Everything in your life can change. In a moment, everything in your life will change. For you and I don't control the moments we're given, but we can control our preparation for those moments. God tells me to study, to show myself an approved workman for the Lord, and to know His Word, to present His Word fearlessly. For we live in a generation today that does not want to hear the Word of God, does not appreciate the Word of God. The same mockers of thousands of years against God exist to this day, for they serve an evil that we know of as Satan, who wants to convince everyone there is no God. Always strange to me, all the multi-billions of dollars spent by these people to prove there is no God. Sort of foolish, isn't it? If there is no God, what you wasting your money for? You see, God lives in your heart for the moment. It will be God that in that moment you cry out, Lord, help me. It is His hand that grabs you. It is His hand, His breath that stops the round of the bad guys from hitting you. It is His life that makes our life worth living. I couldn't do life right. You can't do life right. So Jesus did life right for us, each of us. And all through the giving of His life on the cross, He didn't die. They couldn't even break His bones. They couldn't do anything, for Jesus was living in a moment. But He would not call it the end of His human existence until the very moment He could envision final salvation of the final soul at whatever point in history that would be. There will come a time when all that are saved will be saved. But only God knows that. It's His moment. But when that moment comes, then the story will continue. in a moment when Jesus was on the cross, he said, "It is finished." In a moment, the Holy Spirit came within you and me. The moment I said, "I believe," the Holy Spirit was already convicting me. You can't get saved unless you're under conviction by the Holy Spirit. He is the one who convicts us of our sins, and we say, "I believe." And in that moment, it is the Spirit that comes in. Remember, I just read to you, Jesus is seated at the right hand of God the Father. That's where Jesus is today. The Holy Spirit, he sent in a moment to indwell you. That's him. That's God the Father, God the Son, through the Holy Spirit in us. The power that he has given us. 1 Corinthians 2:7-11, we speak of God's secret wisdom, a wisdom that had been hidden and that God destined for our glory before time began. None of the rulers of this age understood it, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. However, as it is written, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. But, God has revealed it to us by his Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. For in your life, in your mind, in your spirit, the Holy Spirit has placed within you a vision of the things to come. Sure, we can't explain it all. Definitely, we can't tell it all, for we sound like babbling foolishness to the world. And you and I are called by God to lead the world to him, not drive them away. So are things that I don't discuss with people of the world. I will not cast my pearls before the swine to have them come and rend them into the ground and then rend me through mockery. In a moment, here it is. In a moment, the last trumpet will sound. Yes, it is coming. The final trumpet. 1 Corinthians 15:51-53. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. It all takes place in a moment. Look at that definition of a moment. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. There's your definition for moment. It's the twinkling of an eye. In that moment, life changes. Your situation changes. In that moment, all hell breaks loose. In that moment, all power is given. In that moment, because you already had it. Jesus is seated at the right hand of God the Father and sent his Spirit, full of all the power, to take care of you individually for each moment of your life. Happy New Year, folks. Happy New Year's. happy, blessed New Year. For we are of all people most blessed, we who believe. Every moment is watched over by God Himself. That's God's Word. And it don't get better than God's Word. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, dear Lord God, for blessings, for joy, for a new year, for a new moment. Each of these moments, dear Lord God, of 2023 are given to us through your love. Each moment that we walk, we who believe, dear Lord God, know that it will be you that watches over us, you that gives us the courage and the boldness for the moment. For each moment, Father, give us the peace that surpasses all understanding. Touch us, Father, as your children. Direct us in your truth. For we ask it this moment, Father, a moment of your time, a moment in your glory. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.